This is CPR News. This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The shortage of nurses in rural communities could be addressed in part by a new program at Western Colorado University. Here's CPR's Jenny Brandine.
The Gunnison-based college got a state grant last summer to develop the program. It's applied for another $1.5 million grant to implement it. Students could enroll to earn traditional and accelerated four-year bachelor's degrees in nursing. The college also plans to offer a certified nursing assistant program, which takes just weeks to complete. College officials say rural nurses must be skilled in multiple areas, from delivering babies to caring for an elderly patient in surgery. Colorado's expected to need 10,000 more nurses by 2026. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is hoping increased signage will keep commercial vehicles from using the left lane through Glenwood Canyon. Spokesperson Elise Thatcher says crashes involving semis have caused several closures of Interstate 70 in recent years.
A key part of the goal here is to help truck drivers understand what it's like driving through the canyon. They need to know that there's sharp curves, that they're not going to be able to change lanes quickly. They need to stay in the correct lane, and they need to follow the correct speed, and they need to beware for sharp turns.
Signs are up throughout the canyon. And this is CPR News and KRCC. For more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. It's 6:06.